605-602. Good morning, Dewey.
Yeah, 602. Good morning. How's your day shaking out?
Not bad so far, just running from appointment to appointment. I'm over on your side of the valley now. A little later on, I got to go pick up some more repeaters.
All right, very cool. Well, glad to have the system up and running, that's for sure. So are you on the 700 right now or on Elk?
I'm on the 700. I can see the antenna from where I'm sitting.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I'm in Talent over near the police station. I got the dog at the dog park for a minute. She likes to get out here and run, and then I'm going to take her back and go take care of the rest of my day.
Very cool. How much is it significantly better from your location where you're resident into the Phoenix than it is the Elk?
You know, they're very comparable with an outside antenna. But, you know, I'm on actually a little handheld right now, probably running about 3.5-4 watts, and it does have a hard time. It struggles getting into Elk from Talent.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So we knew getting the Phoenix up would be an improvement for that part of Ashland, Talent, Phoenix, Medford. So, well, cool. I'm glad to hear the report that the Phoenix is working out.
Yeah, working well, and I'm glad that it's up and running. I'm kind of displaced right now, and that's why I'm in Talent. So I'm not at my home QTH where I have that big tower and I'm on a hill. So, but this works, and then I use the home QTH sometimes for the Sunday night check-ins and Ameron Channel 3 project.
Oh, very cool. Well, enjoy the dog park. Hope the puppy's having a good time, and I'll let you carry on, but glad to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, same. It's nice to always be able to have somebody out there monitoring typically on the repeater system, so, and catch somebody out here. So, all right, 602, have a great day, and I'll talk to you sometime in the near future probably. This is WROS 605 monitoring the repeater system.
Take care, Mr. WRCD 602-624. 602, go ahead,
Steve. Yeah, good morning. Not much in particular, saying hello. I'm out here at the ham shack. Going to place an order for a couple of handheld scanners. $91 a piece, lower end ones. My daughter, who is a school teacher in the Phoenix School District, has a program that's a feeder program to the health and EMS type services, whether they end up going into ambulatory or possibly into hospital related issues where they learn about a lot of body things and, you know, all of that, you know, bones and systems and an extension in working with Mercy Flights, who is supporting part of her program and encouraging those to follow some criteria that they're providing such that it could be a feeder program. I'm going to provide two portables handheld scanners with Mercy Flights and you know, Sheriff and, you know, Fire, I guess, Accolade from Scan, so that they can experience how busy and how crucial the day-to-day life of a first responder in the ambulatory aspect of it is. And when they return the portables to rotate to somebody else, they're going to critique what they learned from it. They'll learn a little bit about radio and a little bit about the rest of it all. So I thought you might appreciate that. So I'm actually just sitting here getting ready to place an order for a couple of portables. I was thinking, gosh, what else do I need from this company that's got all that stuff? SAR needs a couple of a few quarter wave whips for VHF. I guess I'll get some of those, but shoot, that's about it. Used to be any time I ordered anything, I get more stuff, but, you know, that's kind of not what's happening anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit different nowadays. Make sure you include South County and maybe even, like, Ashland Fire in those radios. That would be helpful for them, especially South County.
Yeah. I'll, take all that into consideration when I sit down and program the darn things. All right, well, that's all I've got. You've got anything worthy of reporting on my behalf?
Not really. I'm just pulling into Verizon in Medford. I got a meeting there. We're changing the... we're actually creating a Verizon account for Oregon GMRS instead of it being in my name, so that gives us a couple advantages and gives us, hopefully, IP addresses for the SIM cards for the Verizon data connections. But other than that, nothing big. In fact, I got to jump out and run through the door right now.
All right. Well, sounds good. Just wanted to say hello, kind of share what I'm up to. You know, obviously a worthy cause. I'm proud of her for heading that up. It's a significant supported program. All right, we'll catch you later then. This is WRMB 624. Catch you later.
Yeah, Steve, it sounds like an amazing program. That's good stuff. We'll catch up to you a little bit later. I got to jump out of the truck. WRCD 602.